brought to you by Penguin.
Penguin Audio presents Pastures of Heaven by John Steinbeck. Read by Sean Runette. To My Father and Mother. Chapter 1. When the Carmelo Mission of Alta, California was being built, sometime around 1776, a group of 20 converted Indians abandoned religion during a night, and in the morning they were gone from their huts. Besides being a bad precedent, this minor schism crippled the work in the clay pits where adobe bricks were being molded. After a short council of the religious and civil authorities, a Spanish corporal with a squad of horsemen set out to restore these erring children to the bosom of Mother Church. The troop made a difficult journey up the Carmel Valley and into the mountains beyond. A trip not the less bewildering because the fleeing dissenters had proved themselves masters of a diabolic guile in concealing traces of their journey. It was a week before the soldiery found them. But they were discovered at last practicing abominations in the bottom of a ferny canyon in which a stream flowed. That is, the 20 heretics were fast asleep in attitudes of abandon. The outraged military seized them, and in spite of their howlings, attached them to a long, slender chain. Then the column turned about and headed for Carmel again to give the poor neophytes a chance at repentance in the clay pits. In the late afternoon of the second day, a small deer started up before the troop and popped out of sight over a ridge. The corporal disengaged himself from his column and rode in its pursuit. His heavy horse scrambled and floundered up the steep slope. The manzanita reached sharp claws for the corporal's face, but he plunged on after his dinner. In a few minutes he arrived at the top of the ridge, and there he stopped, stricken with wonder at what he saw. A long valley floored with green pasturage on which a herd of deer browsed. Perfect live oaks grew in the meadow of the lovely place, and the hills hugged it jealously against the fog and the wind. The disciplinarian corporal felt weak in the face of so serene a beauty. He who had whipped brown backs to tatters, he whose rapacious manhood was building a new race for California, this bearded, savage bearer of civilization slipped from his saddle and took off his steel hat. "Holy Mother," he whispered, "here are the green pastures of heaven to which our Lord leadeth us." His descendants are almost white now. We can only reconstruct his holy emotion of discovery. But the name he gave to the sweet valley in the hills remains there. It is known to this day as Las Pasturas del Cielo. By some regal accident, the section came under no great land grant. No Spanish nobleman became its possessor through the loan of his money or his wife. For a long time it lay forgotten in its embracing hills. The Spanish corporal, the discoverer, always intended to go back. Like most violent men, he looked forward with sentimental wistfulness to a little time of peace before he died, to an adobe house beside a stream and cattle nuzzling the walls at night. An Indian woman presented him with the pox, and when his face began to fall away, good friends locked him in an old barn to prevent the infection of others. And there he died peacefully, for the pox, although horrible to look at, is no bad friend to its host. After a long time, a few families of squatters moved into the pastures of heaven and built fences and planted fruit trees. Since no one owned the land, they squabbled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?